Friday, December the 18th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another audio boo. Some comments about a reader's input. Back in November, actually, I got a comment from a reader of my Psychology Today blog who wrote this. Many years ago, I attended a meditation retreat, and the teacher ended the 9 days of silence with the admonition to just do it. That is the foundation of a task that is challenging and satisfying. The action is not a choice. Well, thanks for that. I mean, you were responding to my very early blog. I think it was the second one I wrote, which is about just get started, because that's my mantra when I'm really hitting a wall and I feel like I know I should get going and I don't want to. I say, just get started. Getting started is the big barrier. And the just do it, well, that's a bit bigger. But I agree that with meditation, if you can just get started, you're going to do it. And ultimately, that's what it's about. And what I wanted to add was this, that a couple springs ago, I did a speaking event with Dr. Patch Adams. You might remember Patch Adams was made famous by Robin Williams' portrayal of him in a movie depicting Patch Adams and his development in terms of his thinking as a medical practitioner and the power of laughter for healing. Well, Patch Adams is a very different character in his own right and has some strong political views, and he still has the great focus on what makes a difference to people in terms of their well-being and medical health. But what was interesting to me as I listened to him speak and I asked him a question about it was about this notion of procrastination. And he said, well, you know, when you got up this morning, you didn't just kind of intend to put your pants on. You put your pants on. And that's the way we have to look at most things in life. And that's what struck me when I read this reader's thoughts here when the meditation retreat teacher said, just do it. It's not, the action is not a choice. And I think that more and more of us need to live in real time and not see it as a choice. This is our life. This is where we need to go next. And so we don't have to get stuck in the just some sort of space between the intention and the action. We just get started, just do it, and not make it this whole internal dialogue. So thanks for that response from the reader. I had to agree with Patch Adams. Now, I agree, though, that putting on your pants is something that you might want to do for different reasons than completing a report or cleaning out a fridge or the many tasks we have. But at that point, I think you have to evaluate whether that task should be in your life or not, much as you might if you really thought twice about putting on pants. Maybe it's the time to join that nudist colony. But in any case, I think what the issue here is, let's get on with our lives. More later on the audio boo for Professor Procrastination.